Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
All right, welcome back. All right, let's lighten the mood a little bit. It is Christmas after all. Only a week until Christmas Eve. Is it only a week? Boys and girls. Boys and girls, you shouldn't be listening to this show. It's not a children's show by any stretch of the imagination. Anyway, Santa's coming in a week. That's all you need to know. Now, that's an Irish thing, isn't it, to say Santa, not Santa. Santa is coming in a week. This time next week, you'll be tucked up in your bed. And you'll be going, did he just hear the bells ringing? Is he over our house? No, he's down the road. Remember that your ma'd say, quick, go to sleep. He's in Artane. I lived in Edenmore at the time. He's on his way to Harmonstown. I'm like, oh, the kids in Harmonstown won't get much. That's what I was thinking, so you get here quicker. Anyway, only a week into Christmas Eve when Santa makes his departure and makes final decisions on who is being naughty or nice. So, of course, we have another Christmas theme and a lovely listener email for you. And this one is interesting. Hi, now. Now, this isn't going to make me seem very jolly, but just hear me out. My wife, Sarah, you think you'd at least keep her name anonymous, wouldn't you? Sarah has gone Christmas mad this year. Christmas is her favourite holiday. Mine as well. But she's gone overboard. We've got the kids, their presents, and we've sorted what we're going to get each other. So I thought all our Christmas shopping was done. Boy, was I wrong. While I was on a break from work the other day, I was checking our joint bank account. Nothing serious. Just wanted to make sure that the money for our savings had gone out, and I saw a charge for €200. Yes, €200. Now, I didn't spend that much. As I've said, my Christmas shopping is done, and as far as I'm concerned, so is Sarah's. I gave her a quick call to see if we had been scammed, and she casually told me that she had spent it on the dog's Christmas present. She bought her dog a €200 Christmas present. I was in shock. I couldn't even reply. I just told her I'd speak to her about it when I got home. I got home at 5:30 and walked into our bedroom, and the entire bed is full of gifts for the dog. Everything from gourmet foods to brand new toys and a designer jacket. What dog needs a designer jacket? At this point, I don't even know what to say to her. She asked me what I think, and I couldn't help but be brutally honest and say that I thought she was being ridiculous. We didn't even spend that much on each other. We agreed to go small for each other this year and focus on our kids and try to get them everything they wanted, and now she spends the money on the bloody dog. And it's not like I hate the dog. He's great. He'll sit up beside me on the couch, I'll bring him on his walks, and he genuinely never barks, but at the end of the day, he's a dog. He doesn't care about toys, and wouldn't be able to tell the difference if I fed him dirt rather than his normal food. So let's be real. He'll eat rocks if we let him. I really think this is excessive. If she got him a few treats and a new toy, I understand completely. That's acceptable. But this is just way too much. Am I being a total Grinch? Or is this just too far? That comes in from Colm. Okay, I don't know whether people... Now, mind you, you heard Lorraine earlier on. She wouldn't even admit how much she spent on the dog because her husband was on the phone at the same time. And he doesn't know how much she spent. But I can guarantee you, Lulu is going to do well this Christmas. That's her Alsatian. German Shepherd stroke. Anyway, so I want to know... Is it too much to be buying your dog presents for Christmas? Or is that extra ridiculous? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Mary, hi, how are you?
Hi, yeah, how are you?
Good. Mary, would you buy your... Do you have a pet?
I do. I have two, actually.
Right, okay. What have you got?
I have two little doggies. They're both white little Bichons. Seamus and... the other one's a little one. I can't remember the name, but...
Seamus, I'm the one you can't remember the name of.
Yes. Oh my God.
Jesus, Mary. I know you've got anxiety and stage fright, but that's ridiculous that you can't remember the dog's name and you own him. Anyway, Seamus, go on, are you there?
Pardon?
Seamus. Anyway, Seamus and the other dog, whatever the other dog's name is.
My little one.
But Jesse, is it? What did you say?
I'm not. Jack, Seamus and Jack, there they are. There's a few of them there that they're running into me. There, Jack.
Oh, jeez, okay. So, will you be buying Seamus and Jack a present?
No, I will not be buying them anything. You're joking.
Would you not even buy them a couple of kibbles or something, or a little treat or something like that, no?
They have treats. They get stuff all the time. I won't be cute. Like, I see people doing stockings and everything for the dogs. I think it's absolutely ridiculous, though I do. I'm like, now I love them. I think they're great. But, like, there you go. I couldn't even remember the bloody name of me. That's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous.
I'm not surprised. People do get a bit of stage fright sometimes.
Exactly.
Yeah. But no, so, would you? But the stocking is just like a couple of doggy biscuits and a bit of doggy chocolate or something, isn't it? They're only had like a tenner for a doggy stocking.
Stockings with their bloody Louis Vuitton and Gucci and all this stuff. Would you go away with that? I couldn't be. I wouldn't even put them on my own feet.
Yeah, I knew somebody who used to do that. They used to buy their dog, like, you know, designer brand stuff, like jackets and stuff like that. Because all those designers, right, Louis Vuitton and all that, they do dog clothes.
And my dog is reefing my own clothes. What about his? He's going to be reefing his clothes off his own back. No, what? Bite the hand off me before I put any of that on him.
And is there something wrong with people who buy presents for their dogs?
No, I just think they're a little bit wasteful. Do you not agree?
Like, yeah. Are they a bit touched or something?
I just think they're a bit soft, aren't they? Like, they clearly haven't got a lot going on in their lives if that's what they're putting all their monies into. I just think it's a bit, like, come
sad.
On, girls.
A bit sad, is it? Yeah, it's a bit sad, like, is it?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know yourself.
Yeah. And so you've just got the two dogs, no cats or anything like that, no? And have you got kids?
Oh, no.
Have you got kids, Mary?
I do. I have three.
Okay. And they're looked after for Christmas already. You've got them sorted, have you?
Absolutely, yeah. I got them. What's the dolls they love? And then they got the PlayStation for the youngest. They're all going mad for all that stuff. None of them want clothes anymore, so I'm not going to be wasting all that on the dog. Like, they get the dog, they'll probably bring them on a nice walk. They'll get the fancy money that they get. They'll be spending that on the dog themselves. So, no, nothing for me, not at all.
Okay, stay there for a second. Jacinta, hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hello, Jacinta.
Hello, how is it going?
And Jacinta, do you have a dog?
I do.
Okay, what sort of dog have you got?
I have a little Jack Russell. His name is Buddy.
Buddy, right, okay. And is Buddy going to get a present for Christmas?
Of course he is. My dad's getting it.
Right, okay. What did you get Buddy for Christmas?
So I was in Ilac on Saturday and I got him his little stocking there with his name on it. I'm after getting him a new little cardigan. The little jumpers, because I got his haircut for Christmas and they've done it way too tight, so he's going to be freezing.
So you got his haircut for Christmas, but you got it cut too tight, so he'd be freezing, so you bought him a jumper for Christmas.
So I have to get him a few little jumpers to keep him warm.
Poor Buddy. But why, will he be outside a lot?
He has to for his walks.
Yeah, but he'd be grand. He's a dog. Dogs don't get really cold.
Skin, it's right to the skin.
But Jack Russells don't have much hair anyway.
I know.
Mary, there you go. A stocking and a jumper she bought him for Christmas.
Oh, Jesus, you should see me rolling my eyes here. I can't get over this.
You two are mad. There's something wrong with the Perrys. And do you know, Jacinta, do you often buy him stuff, Jacinta?
Yeah, I always bring them to Dash. It's up in Cabaret Phoenix Park and I get them the little pup cups.
What's pup cups? What are they?
Pupinos, they're lovely. Yeah, they're lovely. Pupinos,
Mary, you know.
Pup? What's a pup cup?
It's the little cup of cream for them. So it's like a coffee, but for the dog.
Like a little Starbucks for the dog?
Yeah, it's a little Pupinos.
A Pupinino?
Yeah, I've never heard
of
them.
No, I didn't ever hear of them, no. There's something wrong with you. Sorry, Mary.
You've never heard of a puppuccino?
No, never heard of a puppuccino.
I'm shocked.
I'm genuine.
Yeah, that's one thing I can get by. That's one thing I can get by now.
Yep.
The treats. I'll get any treats for the dogs. Clothes, no, but any food, I'll get them.
But a puppuccino she's getting for the dog.
Yeah, they're lovely. They're really cute. A teeny little cup. They're like a little shot cup with loud cream in it. It's lovely.
Oh, Jesus. Jacinta, have you ever got a puppuccino?
I always get some of the puppuccinos every tourist I go up and get someone.
Right, okay. Do the pair of you know each other or something, by the way? You sound like sisters.
Really? You think?
Yeah. You sound very alike. You sound like sisters.
No.
I mean, that's a compliment.
Okay. Okay, well, stay there both for a second. Let me go to Jessica, you two mad fools. Jessica, hi.
Evening.
Evening, Jessica. You listen to these two with their puppuccinos.
I'm not going to lie. I actually was trying to find it hard to tell who's the difference. I was like, this is weird.
Yeah, I didn't know which one was which there. Mary and
similar.
Yeah, Mary and Jacinta. They just kind of sound the same, don't they? Suspiciously. It's live radio. Anything can happen. Yeah, but let's take it for granted that she does buy puppuccinos on a Thursday for the dog, and she did buy him a selection box with his name on it, and also a jumper. Is there anything wrong with that?
Well, the one thing I want to start off with is, regarding that email, 200 now is way, way too much. If Kira said to me, I spent 200 on Bella, I'd be like, you can bring half of it back. 200. No, because we're already after spending 100 and all on antibiotics for... She came up to me and said, oh, I spent 200 on food and toys. I'm telling her, fuck off, pardon me.
Ah, no, Jessica, that's a bit unfair. If we had to spend 200 on antibiotics for you... You know, and then Kira turned around to you and says, well, I've just spent money on the doctor for you. I'm not spending money on a Christmas present for you. That'd be unfair.
No, it was $100 for the antibiotics. She'll possibly need stitches. But
that's not the dog's fault. It's not the dog's fault.
No, but she's spending 200 on, like, she told me that she spent 200 on food plus toys just for Christmas. I'll be telling her no, like, yeah. Not a hope.
Would you buy a puppuccino for, I didn't, have you ever heard of a puppuccino?
I've heard of them, but we never done it for her. Now, I'm not an absolute Grinch. Like, I have a few bits for myself.
Oh, you have heard of them? I thought Mary or Jacinta were just making that up. You have actually heard of puppuccinos?
I've heard of them, yeah, but we've never brought her for one yet because I don't know. Just there's nowhere nearby for us that would deal with them. But I have heard of them.
Where do they sell the puppuccinos? Jacinta. Where do they sell the puppuccinos?
I always get them up in Dash. It's up by the Phoenix Park. It's great.
Dash.
Oh, it's a bit, yeah, bit far field now for us.
Oh, you should go up.
That'll be a long walk now, cool off to the Phoenix Park. At least be tired and just sleep all night.
And what's Dash? Is it a shop just for pets, is it?
No, it's a little cafe shop. But it's like outside. So you're going on your walks with the Phoenix Park up the way and then you just go in and get your coffee.
And your puppuccino.
And you'll be a side of balls and all. It's great.
And your puppuccino for the dog.
And the puppuccino for the dog.
Right. There's a screw loose somewhere along the line here. There really is. Nice. It must be a full moon out. Sorry, Jessica. So people who spend money on dogs, like Mary and Jacinta, well, more so Jacinta, they're mad in the head. Is that what you're saying?
If it's kind of bordering, like, criminally too high. Like I said, I have a few bits for Bella myself, like, from me to her. So if I was to calculate it all, I'd say it's probably about 30 quid, if even. But that's because, like, you know yourself, the pet shops are extortionate, like, just for a small bag of treats.
Mm. So what did you spend 30? Like, what'd you get? Just treats for 30 quid, was it? Biscuits and stuff?
No, like, she has a few treats. She has, like, the proper, like, Kong tennis balls that are going to be hard for her to chew through. Like, she has, like, a few little bits and bobs. She doesn't have any clothes now because she has a heavy enough coat. Like, she'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, Jacinta's dog doesn't have a heavy enough coat because she got him cut. And she got him cut too tight.
Too tight.
So that's why she bought him a jumper. Just in case cold. God love him.
Anything over 50, I think you're absolutely crazy.
Mary loves her dog so much she couldn't even remember it. Mary loves her dog so much she couldn't even remember his name.
Stop it. That's the kid's dog. You have two, like, you have your own dog and then you have the kid's dog.
Mary couldn't even remember his bloody name. I bet you if I asked you again what his name was, what were the names again?
Seamus and Jack.
Now,
I've had Seamus for years.
Seamus.
So
who calls a dog Seamus? Seamus.
I know, he was like the one I used to have when I was a little dead babby. He was lovely, he was a big German Shepherd, so when I got my Bichon, I called him the same name.
Seamus.
Yeah.
Bichons don't even look like Seamuses. They don't have a Seamus look about them.
No one will guess that, no one will ever think that.
No. Right.
Oh, see, there he is barking.
Hold on, it must be true. I can hear the dog actually barking.
He's barking everything. And he's a little, that park, the little, like, white little bark, the little scruffy bark off them. That's
my one. Well, let me just go to Margaret before I go to the break. Margaret, hi, how are you?
How are you? Jesus, they're all nuts.
Oh, I swear, it's like a madhouse tonight.
I'm just looking out at the moon,
yeah,
and it's nearly full.
Yeah, well, that's why you have Mary and Jacinta on the air, so clearly, obviously.
Absolutely.
I think they're related. They sound related.
I know, I think they're twins, and they were split at birth.
Yeah, well, anyway, Seamus and Jack are not getting very much for Christmas. They get a little bit, but Jacinta is buying her dog a jumper, and she buys him cappuccinos, which is like Starbucks, you know, coffee for our dog, and all sorts of treats and all sorts of things, yeah.
Can I ask how much is the cappuccino or whatever
the puppuccino
it is they buy?
Yeah, how much is the puppuccino, Jacinta?
The puppuccinos are €4.
Yeah, a bowl of water for the dog is free, Jacinta. Free. I'm sure he does. I wouldn't even spend $4.50 on a drink for myself. Don't mind a bleeding dog.
Well, I'll tell you now. my dog died a couple of years ago, right? So what I decided to do, all my friends have dogs. Right, I was just saying it there to Molly. So what I do is I mind their dogs because it's too expensive to be putting them into kennels, you see.
Yeah, yeah.
And so anyway, I say, look, don't be mad. I'm living here in this house, rattling around this fucking big house of mine. I said, I'll mind the dog for you anyway. So I bought all the dogs a Christmas present.
What'd you buy them?
And I, stop rushing me.
I'm not rushing you.
I can give you the full picture.
Yeah, okay.
So anyway, one dog, Harry, bursted his little ball. So I said to the owner, I said, I'm going to buy Harry a ball. So I got it online. How much did it cost me? €2 for a hard ball.
Yeah.
Right? And then I got bandanas. In green tartan and red tartan, and it says Merry Christmas for two dogs.
Bandanas.
And then I got, okay. Yeah, yeah, bandanas. Jeez. And then I got little bandanas made that goes through the collar.
Right.
And it says, look at me, and I really handsome. For my other presents. And so there's all the dogs looked after. And the most, I counted it up, €20 for 10 dogs.
10 dogs?
10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the price of 4 puppuccinos, you got all of that for 10 dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. There you go, Jacinta. Buy him a little bandana. Why do you want to buy him a jumper for? A little bandana would do him.
I'll send you one.
Yeah, Jacinta, she'll send you a bandana.
I leave one in the radio station for you. And when it arrives, Niall will tell you it's in there. You can bring the dog in to meet Niall and collect your bandana. for fuck's sake. You know what? I think they're all gone nuts.
No, they're not all gone nuts. It's Jacinta and Mary are a bit nuts. But actually, Jacinta more so with her puppuccinos. Although Mary said she buys puppuccinos too, fairness. The two of them are nuts. Wait, Jessica's a bit more level-headed about the whole thing, although she's blaming the dog for being sick as well, you know, which is
Well, I tell sad. You now what I eat.
Yeah, no, hold on, Jessica. No, Jessica, hold on. You said, I'm not spending that on the dog. So didn't we already spend X amount of money on antibiotics? That's what you said, you mean old thing.
Well, she needed the medicine. I'm not mean. I'm not going to say let her suffer. But when the vet told me the bill, I was like, huh?
I know, yeah. Vet bills can be big, all right. Yeah. I got to take
a break. Wouldn't you be better off making your own Christmas cake for the dog? You know, by buying the mincemeat, cooking it up, adding in the carrots, and then freeze it, you know, put it in a cake tin. And then sprinkle some little bit of icing on top of the cake and stick on Happy Christmas. And that's it.
Now, that's me getting a bit of the Christmas great. Dinner now.
Well,
there you are.
Yeah, what did you say, Mary? Did you say something there, Mary?
That's a little bit extreme, do you not think?
No, making a little Christmas cake out of mince. Yeah, out of mince. Dog mince.
I'd be giving them the scraps off the turkey. That's all I'd be doing now.
The scraps off the turkey?
I mean... Yeah. I mean, if you do it that way, you have food for the dog for at least 4 to 5 days.
Do you remember the days? Do you remember when we used to have dogs when we were young? There was no such thing as buying dog food. We couldn't afford dog food, right?
No.
But the only dog food really was Pedigree Chum, right? And we couldn't afford it. So every dog used to just eat the leftovers from the dinners.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it did them any harm, but that's all they used to eat, was the leftovers of the dinner.
It doesn't do them any harm.
Sorry, Mary?
It doesn't do them any harm. It's good for them. It means you don't need to be... Listen, it's Christmas time. You're not going to be spending all that extra time cooking a meal for the dog, which go away. No, the ends of turkey, they can have that and they'd be grand.
So are you going to give the dog a tour? Well, the two of them, Seamus and Jack, will they both get like a Christmas dinner? A little turkey and ham and potatoes, a bit of stuffing, a bit of sprout, maybe? Or maybe the dogs hate sprouts as well. I hate sprouts. Maybe the dogs hate sprouts.
Oh, I hate them.
You're not cooking them the right way then, Niall.
I hate sprouts.
Yeah, there you go.
I hate them.
No, you need to cook them in a bit of honey. That's the trick.
Well, I always remember years ago when I was a young girl, I think I was about 5 or 6, and I cut the sprout on my Christmas plate. And what came out was a fucking dead worm.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, I'd say made it worse now. Jacinta, do you eat sprouts?
Never.
Jacinta, do you like sprouts?
No, I do not.
I'm asking Jacinta. You're not Jacinta. Jacinta?
No, I wouldn't go near them.
Manky. Manky. Yeah.
I'm gagging just thinking about them.
No.
Yep.
I'd rather be a cabbage on me.
I'd rather die than eat a sprout. I'd rather die than eat a sprout.
I put some sprouts in my cabbage. Are they not the same thing?
No.
No, they're not. Wait, oh, they're not.
They are.
No, they're not.
Baby cabbages.
No.
No, they just look like them.
They are not.
They're not the same thing. That's like saying a grape is the same as an apple. You know what I mean? You can't.
I'm telling you now, if you squished up a cabbage into the same size as a Brussels sprout and I put them about in front of you, you wouldn't be able to tell which is which.
Yeah, but if you put them in your mouth, you'll soon tell the difference which is which. There's a different taste off a Brussels sprout than a cabbage.
Yeah, there is.
Manky. Oh, it's vile.
And I tell you, another good vegetable cheese is spinach.
Yeah, spinach. Very good spinach for you. Papai used to like spinach.
Yeah, it is. And it's very good for you.
All right, listen, I have to go to a break. Mary and Jacinta, you're a hell of the pair is, but I'm convinced you're actually related to each other, by the way. Can I just pop it? I think you are in the same house. You are sisters. And the two of you said, let's ring up Niall's show for the crack. I reckon that's what's going on there. Would you agree?
No, not at all. No, not a chance. I wouldn't agree with that.
See, I don't even know which one of them it is. You two should hook up. I think you two should. You two might be long lost relations or something.
Oh, I'll go on the show. What's her face? Your one long lost family.
Oh, yeah. Cilla Black or one of them, isn't it?
Davina.
Davina McCall. Yeah.
Yeah.
Long lost relations. They bring it to Mary's gaff.
Oh, my God. Sorry, you're talking to me yesterday. Yeah, that's just all of you getting mixed up and all.
Yeah, you're even getting mixed up. All right, listen, thanks very much indeed. Margaret, stay there. I'll be with you in a second. Back to our email. Is there anything wrong with spending 200 quid on a dog? All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number, as usual, 087-188-0008. Steve has just sent me in a picture of his dog, by the way. And he said, here he is, the gayest dog in the world. Now, Steve did tell us, by the way, he was on the air and he told us that he's convinced his dog is gay by his attitude. He loves him, but he is convinced he's gay. Mark, stay there for a second. Let me go to Lynn. Yeah. Lynn, hi. How are you?
Hello, how are you? I just think this is absolutely ridiculous. We have a big German shepherd there. His name is Grandad, which confuses a lot of people. But Grandad is a lazy bastard. He's meant to be watching the house. He does nothing. So Grandad will be getting nothing for Christmas, nor does he get anything for his birthday. He doesn't go to Peter Bark's to get his hair done, and he definitely doesn't have feckin' cappuccinos.
Puppuccinos.
It's ridiculous. A dog is the dog. It's there to protect you. Not that Grandad does a great job in protecting us.
That's a mad name for a dog. It's a great name, by the way. Grandad. I love that. Hey, Grandad.
It is. It's a fantastic nickname. And, you know, because the kids just say, Grandad, shit on the floor, Mum. And I'm like, Jesus. And when we're at the school, I'm like, I have to run home. I lock Grandad out the back. But that's just the two of the cushions, like. And people think my father is an absolute nut. You know, it's
Mum, Grandad is out in the middle of the road licking his nuts. So
Jesus, you know what? And Grandad has a girlfriend, because my husband would be often shouting out, Grandad's across the green writing that other thing again. And we're running out of that. He loves the kids. When Grandad sees the kids, he's gone, and the kids just run, and he's just mad to play. Like, he's just full of energy. Like, he's mad. But he's definitely just
Grandad is jumping on the kids again. Anyway, so Grandad is a lazy you know what, and he's lying around the house all day. He's a useless car dog. So for that reason, he doesn't deserve a Christmas present.
He gets nothing. He'd be lucky if he gets a bit of the turkey or a bit of the ham. Now, he's not allowed in the house most of the time because, you know, he's always sniffing around looking for something.
Most granddads do, in fairness.
Granddad is going to eat your dinner if you're not minding. Like, you know, he's a hungry bastard, he is. But, like, he's desperate. He really is. Like, and so we just show him out the back there, you know, and we give him a bit of food. And the kids that go out there and they brush him his hair and that. And the hair comes out in chunks. I don't know how he's not bald at this stage. But, like, I have next door and he sends the dog to Peter Barr. And he spends a fortune, like, the dog.
Where does he send the dog to get his hair done? Peter Mark?
Peter Bark.
Oh, Peter Bark. Oh, there's a play on the word Peter Mark, obviously. Yeah, right, okay.
It's ridiculous, like, you know, and that's as for that girl, Mary, and Josephine, is it there?
Jacinta,
You need help, like, you need absolute help buying feckin' coffees and teas for the dog. Like, I swear to Jesus, Grandad drinks his own piss at this stage. Like, you know, there's not something in a puddle. That's what he's going to do. Like, dirty bastard. We're sick of him at this stage. Now, we do love him. He's, you know, he's a lovely old pet. Like, his granddad is a dope. But, like, he drives me fucking insane, now, to be honest with you.
Well, hang on. You know what? Oh, Margaret, you're having a ball here tonight, aren't you?
I tell you one thing. I'm just visualising a play on granddad. And
he's dope. You know. He's great. But he did kill the elf on the shelf came there last year. And Jesus, Grandad chewed him up and the kids were devastated. And they went into school and told everyone, well, Grandad killed the elf. And, you know, I even had a call from one of the parents to ask, was everything all right at home? I was absolutely mortified. I have to explain that Grandad is the dog. You know, but at the time, it seemed like a great name to call him.
It does, Jesus, yeah.
Right? Like, it does get you into trouble. So, and especially when you're out and you're screaming, Grandad, come back, you bastard. And he's running across and you can't catch him. Like, it's awful.
I'm telling you.
Awful.
He would write a great play, young dog.
Oh, stop. She's hilarious.
Fuck about him.
Okay, stay there for a second. This sounds like stand-up comedy here tonight. Steve,
I'm
hi.
I'm telling you.
Steve.
It's about to get bleeding more, smile, I tell you this.
So
I have
Buddy,
the gayest dog in the world. So I just sent you over a picture.
You did, I seen him. He's lovely.
Yeah, he's lovely. He looks amazing, but he's so gay.
What do you mean he's so... You're gay.
Yes, but I don't know. It must be via osmosis. The dog just became gay. I swear to God, I don't know how I ended up with a gay dog. I've a neighbor next door, and he has a tiny little dog, and it's a dude dog. But every time they get together, he's mounting them morning, noon, and night. I'm like, would you stop? And the other day, this is no word of a lie. You know those slats you have between the gardens, the back gardens, the wooden slat?
Yeah.
Well, there's a small bit of a hole in the wooden slat. I'm looking out the back garden and I'm calling Horn and I'm saying, look what he's doing. He's leaning up against the fence, riding the slat. And I'm going, the next door neighbour's dog must be on the other side. It's like a bleeding glory hole for him.
Did you know, Grandad does that as well.
Grandad does that too.
It's nothing that
it's probably Grandad on the other side.
There probably is Grandad on the other side. Grandad gets around. He's always out for the bitches. Like, he's
Now, this lad isn't out for the bitches. He's just out for the dude. That's all he's into. And here's the thing.
If Grandad was happy enough, he'd let him do him as well.
Well, I wanted a manly dog. You know when you hand a dog a piece of ham, it would snap it out of your hand. This fella waits until it gets warm. Because if you take the ham out of the fridge and it's cold, he will wait until it gets to room temperature before he eats the bleeding ham. He is the most fussy little arsehole. And do you know what she went out and bought him? She bought him a Christmas show jumper with a lined up fucking reindeer nose on the front of it.
Yeah. Well, by the way, Steve, is there anything wrong with people spending a lot of money on their dogs?
Look, if they want to go off and spend money on their dogs, they're more than welcome to do it.
Puppuccinos.
I can't complain because she's probably listening. My dog has slippers. Now, I didn't.
This is, by the way, for
cheated.
People. This is your roommate. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the mother of my child.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
She bought the dog slippers, flip flops. I didn't think flip flops were a thing, and I swear to God, she says to me, "This is how stupid she is. They'll do them for the summer." I'm like, what? Flip-flops for the summer. And then he has winter outfits, like bomber jackets. Like a proper Halloween bomber jacket.
Jesus, that dog is spoiled. Granddad doesn't have a shoe, nor a coat, nor nothing.
Granddad's running around with a nip and half his fur missing.
And he goes this around the collar been... like we'd...
Sorry,
Lynn. He would have the collar like with his name on it, so if he gets lost in the number, like, and I'm sure people would see him and see Grandad written on it and they think, Jesus Christ, you know, he's desperate. Well, we have a choke chain for him as well, like, because he's a big dog, you know. So when Grandad goes running, you pull the choke chain and it pulls Grandad back, you know. But Jesus, a Grandad has nothing now in comparison to your fella there. He sounds spoiled. Our poor Grandad is. Yeah. Jesus, I'm really feeling
well,
guilty.
Let me tell you,
he's abandoned, he's neglected.
My dog is only like a year old now, and he's been to the vets maybe 7 or 8 times, cost a bleeding fortune. She brings him to the dog groomers once a month. She wipes his arse. She has baby wipes because it gets stuck to the floor. And she tells me, she gives it out to me and says, "Will you ever do it?" I went, "In my arse. I am not going near that dog's arsehole. Not a hope in hell."
They clean themselves.
Well, now, talking about cleaning themselves, so I sent you over the picture. He's on my bed.
He's on the bed there in the picture, yeah. He's lovely.
I think he uses my bed to self-satisfy himself, because I'll be sitting here on the computer and I'll hear behind me and I'll just look around and he's licking the ghoulies off himself morning, noon and night.
But do you know why he's licking the ghoulies off himself? Because he can. Sorry, Lynn.
But you know what? Granddad loves the old salty balls as well. I'm always catching Granddad licking his balls. Make you sick. But you know what? It is expensive, the vet, but it's where we go out for Granddad. Like, we'll go all out. Granddad's sick, he'll go to the vet. And we always say that, like, you know, if he needs a doctor, he needs a doctor. And that would be the time we'd actually spend on Granddad, you know, because we do love him dearly. Like, but it is weird as well, you know, when you're saying Granddad's not well or going to the vet, people think.
Yeah, so what do you do? You ring up the vet and you go, "How you doing? Granddad's not well. Can we drop up today?"
Oh, they literally call him. They'd be like, "Granddad Farrelly," and you come. Like, you know? and people there are looking at my husband going, "Jesus, he's quite young to be a granddad," like, you know.
Well, Niall, you're going to think I'm joking, and I swear to God, I am not joking. I would send you a picture, but I'd be accused of bestiality or something. But this fella is so much at himself, that would licking himself, he has the fur licked off it.
I didn't even know it was fur on it. There you go.
He's giving himself a bleeding waxing down there. It's got balls down there from licking it all the time.
Oh, this has been a hell. This I have to go because I have to go to my guest. Lynn, you're hilariously funny, by the way. You should be on stage. Steve, thanks very much indeed. You've brightened up the life, both of you. And Margaret, listen, thank you. Thank you very much, Margaret. I'll talk to you during the week. See you. Bye-bye. All right. Oh, God, that was funny. Oh, stop. Granddad. Imagine calling your dog Granddad. And it just has so many connotations, doesn't it? Anyway, it's funny. Really funny.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.